had several of your coaches on the air, and they all described loving coming to work, love the atmosphere of the building, love the football discussions that you're having. So do you feel that chemistry with that team, with that coaching staff?
I do. You know, I want to have a staff that I want to leave ideas open where they can come in and communicate and feel like they have a voice. Very important, because these guys have been around the block. They, some of them longer than I have, and I very much value their opinion, and we will use a lot of it moving forward. But it's also important to know that I have the final say in everything, but I want everybody to come into work and enjoy coming to work and have a opinion and voice their opinion, and whether we use it or not, but it's good to have a lot of different styles out there.
Redskins fans are very knowledgeable. They've watched all the Hard Knocks tapes. They've watched all the tapes of Jay Gruden, and probably think they know what type of coach you are. But what would you describe your coaching style to be?
You know, I don't know. I don't have one style. You know, I'm just going to try to be myself, and you know, it depends on the day. You know, I try to be consistent in my approach with the players and the coaching staff and the people around me. I try to be genuine in my enthusiasm and my commitment to winning, and hopefully that rubs off on the players and the coaches.
Does anybody ever call you John?
No.
Never? No one ever makes that mistake?
No.
No slips ever?
Much better looking than John.
Okay. You get better hair, too.
Is it?
It's better.
Does it look bad right now?
No, you're looking great, man.
Okay,
you're looking
thanks.
Great. But
I usually have a hat on.
Everybody's letter J, right?
Right.
And that is because?
I don't know. You know, it's J, John, and Jim. And then my family is JJ, Joey, and Jack. And John's family is Deuce, which is John the second, and then Jason and Michael actually is the only one.
Poor Michael.
Yeah, he's
what happened, he's a weird kid.
I don't know.
He got left out of the J's.
Yeah. But there's no reason for it. Just nothing really sounds good with Gruden, so we just kind of kept using the same names over and over again.
We all know that every NFL coach says there's not a single game that's more important than the other. But the Redskins' biggest rivalry is with who?
Cowboys.
You gotta know that. You gotta know that. They told you that before you took the job, I'm sure. You knew that anyway, didn't you?
I did.
You a historian for the game? You consider yourself someone who...
I have followed the game for a very long time, yes.
And who's your favorite player of all time?
Well, growing up, it was Walter Payton. And then as I played the quarterback position, it was Joe Montana.
Speaking of quarterbacks, you got a quarterback who's got... I tell you what, he's got a lot of attention wherever he goes. He's got a lot of ability. And he's coming off a season where he fought his guts out. Team didn't win many games. It was a tough year for him. It was a tough year for the team. What's the most important thing for Robert in this season?
Well, you know, Robert is doing all the things right. He's coming in. He's working his tail off in the offseason. Unfortunately, we can't talk football with him right now, but I know his mind's in the right place. He didn't finish the season like he wanted to. Obviously, nobody did. And his approach right now in the offseason is terrific. He's excited. He's energetic. He's working hard. Robert just needs to come in and learn the system and try to gain his confidence back. And he's got all the tools to be a great quarterback. There's no question about it. It's our job to provide him with all the tools that he needs to be successful.
And you've got restrictions on what you can talk about. Like you said, you can't talk about football until later during the preseason. But do you see a leadership in him that some people questioned last year? And I fight this every day. I get emails all the time, Jay, asking about Robert's leadership. But I see the kid. He beats me to the office, and I get there early. I think I've proven that to you, haven't I?
You have.
I've proven
impressed.
It. You questioned that at first.
Yes. I have caught you sleeping at your desk a few times, but
no,
you're there.
Wait. Stop the tape. Stop the tape. But how come people question his leadership, do you think? Or is it just haters out there who maybe are Cowboy fans wearing burgundy and gold?
I don't know. You know, when you're 3-13, a lot of things get questioned, unfortunately. And I don't think that's one that should be questioned. He looks like a great leader to me on tape and being around him. He's excited and passionate about the game and wants to win and wants to compete. And what else do you want? You know, this guy is here, his first one in every day. He's competing. He loves to play. And we'll see how it transpires in training camp and all that. But I like what I see so far.